This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Rakshasa.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Desert Misogynists.
Also known as Revolver Ocelot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's just too soon. Okay. Yeah. Way too soon. Okay. I can't handle him right now. These things don't have magical arm. I guess they kind of do, though, because they're
magical backwards. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very much a stowaway from like some kind of Asian setting, right?
Well, this is I think they are actually desert things because they have like sheiks and rajahs and stuff. I think these are Arabian Nights. What is it? Not Dark Sun. Al-Qadim. I think these are Al-Qadim boys.
Okay.
Yeah. And they just why is this a tiger? Like I know it's based on like a mythological thing of some kind. It's like, but they're just like powerful magical beings that have a lawful evil society that don't have any tiger like qualities to them.
Like this,
they don't have to be tigers. They can also be, you know, other animals too, but I've only ever seen these portrayed as tigers.
Yeah. I think that's the canonical one. I would like to see a little bit of variety, like give me a Charlie's Angels pose on these bad boys with one of them, as a massive turtle or something like that.
Yeah. Like a turtle and a hippo.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's kind of cool. Like, you know, choose your fighter. As is, though, it's just like, what if there were tigers who had like a shitty caste system, you know, treated their women like garbage and were evil?
Yeah.
Ta-da. You know, I don't really get it. I don't understand why you would want to use one of these things.
No.
Awful evil is a cool alignment, but they don't. There's nothing in the entry about like cool bargains and stuff.
No.
You know, that's what I want.
Yeah, and I have no idea what they want aside from just to be.
Yeah. You know, left alone in their desert cities to be shitty misogynists.
Right. Yeah. Can you qualify that just a little bit to describe that? Because I think I miss that part of this.
Where is it? Habits. Each females known as Rakshishi are fit only to be consorts, honored only for their faithfulness and the fighting ability of their children. So that's pretty regressive.
Yeah.
Rakshasa.
Yeah, they're evil.
Extremely
evil. here we go. This is what they want. I guess I failed in my highlighting here. Rakshasas wage war on humanity constantly, not only to feed themselves, but because they believe the battle is the only way to gain honor. Okay, boring. If confronted by humans who recognize their true appearance, they are insufferably arrogant.
Yeah. Okay, this is a Hindu mythology creature.
Okay.
So I'm kind of looking at, like, why?
Why? Yeah.
Why this thing? They also show up in Jainism, yeah. I get that, like, I like the idea that a lot of different mythologies are represented in the Monstrous Manual. I just feel like there's got to be something interesting about this they're leaving out.
Yeah.
You know? According to Wikipedia, it looks like they're kind of portrayed as a little bit like demons.
Oh, like an Oni kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit. Like it looks like an Oni and it does like it does trick you, you know, a little bit, you know, like they, like, Vishnu came to their aids, banishing all of them from Earth or banishing, to Earth, all of them.
Cool. Thanks, Vish. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.